Welcome to the very first episode of Inside Value with me, Siam Dingy. I'm so glad to have you here. On this podcast, we'll be exploring the full scope and technical applications of value, value creation, and value innovation for businesses and nonprofit organizations, and going into some tools that you can use within your enterprise. I'm excited to share my insight and expertise with you. First, let's begin by delving into my background a little bit. So I am a value strategist, which is strategy with a specific focus on value and value creation. I am the CEO of Veev Consulting, which is a strategy consultancy focusing on value innovation and value strategy for businesses and nonprofit organizations, providing offerings that help these enterprises develop their value strategy to drive success and sustainability. I've got a B2B sales background, and I have expertise in business strategy, sales strategy, and client relationship management across a number of industries. I also do work within corporate governance for small and medium enterprises in South Africa and serve as a non-executive director and chairperson of the Entrepreneurship Governance Committee in the Directors Association. So, how did I come into my specific focus on value creation? Well, it came about from my time in B2B sales. When I engaged my clients, which range from small enterprises just starting out to large companies with substantial reach, I noted that a lot of these enterprises often struggled to capture and consistently apply the concept of value within their operations. Value creation seemed not to have a concrete and robust structure or strategy applied to it. After studying these enterprises and their issues, I ended up designing and developing a novel strategic methodology, which is the value innovation methodology, and an accompanying framework, which is the Veev value creation framework, or just the value creation framework, to support them effectively identify value and value creation opportunities, to leverage upon those value opportunities, and to protect those value opportunities to drive growth. And I will be getting into both the methodology and the framework in episodes that will be coming along very soon. But for now, let's start at the very beginning. What even is value, and why is this a quality that we've become so preoccupied with? Value has been a hot button topic since buying and selling became a thing. It's pretty much everywhere you look. More so now that the enterprise environment is becoming so much more sensitive in different ways. Consumers are noting that their money doesn't go as far as it used to. Companies and organizations themselves are noting that their own resources are becoming more and more expensive, and consumers are demanding more from the companies that they engage with. It's becoming much more of an imperative for businesses and nonprofits to know what value is, how to find it, and how to deliver it effectively to their clients and stakeholders. Value, on the surface, is a really simple concept. But in practice, especially within enterprise operations, it's actually really challenging to nail down. On a conceptual level, we all understand what value is. Mercedes-Benz is an item of high value. A buy one, get one free deal provides value. Buying a phone that will quickly become obsolete because of software upgrades that keep happening to the phones is an example of not quite getting the value that you were expecting. The underlying basis of all of those examples is that either an exchange is happening, or in the event that one should happen, you get more than what you give, either quantitatively or by meaningfulness. You come out of that exchange feeling good. And here emerges our first solid definition or principle of value. Value means doing something or providing an offering, your offering, to a client or a stakeholder in a way that is meaningful to them, which is to say, in a way that meets their value needs. I'm going to circle back on that concept, the value needs, again in this episode, because it's pretty important and it's central to the entire deal of delivering value. Next, have you ever had an experience where you were buying something pricey, but the experience is really good because the customer care was consistently good, the invoicing and payment process was a breeze, troubleshooting with the support team was a joy, and at some point you thought, this thing that I'm buying is objectively expensive or otherwise finicky to deal with, but I'm happy to cough up for it because I really felt like they were taking care of me throughout the entire process, and I will certainly come back and buy this thing again. That experience highlights the second principle of value. Value goes beyond what your offering is. It's a holistic concept, and that can encompass any additional points at which you interact with your client or your stakeholder, going beyond them just buying your product or engaging with your offering. Now that we've got two solid principles on value, you might be thinking, wow, okay, these sound pretty clear, pretty standard, pretty easy to understand. Why then would there be or is there so much complexity when it comes to value creation? Why is delivering value so much more complicated than these concepts that are here and that are so easy to understand? Well, the complexity comes from the very nature of value, the way that it is. Defining value for the act of creating it or leveraging on it is very contextual and sometimes really subjective. We'll begin with the contextual aspect. What does that even mean? And here comes every student, every customer, and every manager's nightmare words. It depends. But it really does depend. A major determinant of value is who you're talking to when you're talking about that value. For example, 10 hectares of land, which is 24.7 acres, will mean a given thing to a property appraiser. So their approach to its value will be in a set direction. But the same bit of land might mean something completely different to a farmer. And so their approach might be completely different. As you might imagine, these understandings of value could pull the farmer and their appraiser in two completely different directions. Now, to apply this in enterprise operations, the finance manager, the sales manager, and the client all have understandings and conceptualizations of value. And so their approach to value will also differ, even if they're talking about the same offering or operate within the same environment, which is perfectly fine. But where the challenge comes in is where you now have to start strategizing on creating value on an organizational level. That challenge comes in accounting for all of these contexts and harmonizing them, or at the very least, working with them when you create a value strategy. Which now reveals our third principle of value. Different contexts bring about different understandings of value and different attitudes to value, which is what adds complexity. Next is the subjective aspect of value. And all this means is that there will always be an element of personal perspective to value. This means if you grab two finance managers within the same company, their approach to value might be similar because they're both finance managers, but their personal expertise will always weigh in on their understanding of value and how to create it. And that's the fourth and final principle of value. Value has a subjective component to it, and it should be accounted for in your value definition and creation exercises. Now that we've got the foundational principles down, let's circle back for a moment on that concept, the value needs of your clients or stakeholders, before we close. The value needs are basically the full extent of what your clients or stakeholders are looking for in an offering that includes and goes beyond the offering itself. Discovering this is very important because the measure of success in your delivery of value is entirely dependent on how your offering meets that client or stakeholder's value needs. In a lot of cases, your clients or stakeholders would provide this information to you in your initial know your client conversations, in which case you'd find out what their value needs are by directly interviewing or engaging them. But there are certain conditions under which that is not possible. Or your stakeholders might not want to volunteer that information very easily. Maybe information on their value needs is not complete, or they can't quite explain it themselves, or maybe you're participating in a competition or a funding call. Or maybe your stakeholders mistrust you in some way, so they keep the full scope of their value needs close to their vest. Suffice it to say, there are ways to uncover their unspoken value needs in each of these cases. And in fact, I have hosted a workshop on this in the past, and soon I will be putting out a tool to help businesses and nonprofit organizations uncover those unspoken value needs for their tougher clients and stakeholders. And on that note, that brings our very first episode to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to give it a like and subscribe to Inside Value on your preferred podcast platform. To see more insights on value creation, value innovation, and value strategy, follow Veev Consulting on LinkedIn and Instagram, and visit our website, veev.co.za. That is veev.co.za. This has been Inside Value with me, Siam Dingi. See you in the next one.